Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm 13, and going to visit Hudson this summer, hopefully.
Yay!
Hi, I'm Petite, and I'm from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
That's what we're going to do today. Excited to be here with Jada and Fatia and all our listeners out there. Chat about some books and other things, bookish things. I've been on a reading rampage recently. Been reading a lot of books. It's hard to stop. I think I have in my currently reading list, I think I have like 5 or 6 books that I'm in the middle of because I have like a poetry book. I have 2 art books that I'm reading, as well as a biography of an artist and a young adult book. And then I read a lot of picture books too. So I have a lot of books I'm juggling, but it's fun. I like that they're all different types. I feel like if I was just reading 5 novels, that would be harder to jump around. But if I'm reading like a poem here or there or a chapter on a different artist each day, I can mix that in with some of my other reads without getting lost. But yeah. What have you all been reading?
Been revisiting the Babysitter's Club. I grew up on the graphic novel adaptations and not the actual books. And this was another graphic novel adaptation. Forgot which author, but it was the one where one of the babysitters is doing ASL. And I really appreciate that one because I'm learning it in school. A lot of my friends is hard of hearing. And so we learn ASL at school.
That's cool. And you said this is the Babysitter Club?
Yes. It's one of the graphic novel editions.
Yeah,
I grew up on those, not on the books.
Yeah, I think my sister read the Babysitter Club books when she was a young person, and I think I just never got around to them. I was more into like Sweet Valley High and like some of the sort of like teen horror novels and then adult books. But I never got into Babysitter Club, but I liked the Netflix adaptation.
Except they completely missed around on one of the most important parts of it all. I'm so mad. In one of the episodes, one of my favorite stories, they completely butchered it, and then they completely changed the plot, and then they did that for another episode. So I'm no longer visiting. It broke my trust.
That's too bad. I had nothing to compare it to, so I didn't know what was missed. But I haven't read the comics, but I know the first ones were...
By Rana Telgemeier, and then he kept on transferring between different artists doing different ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the previous artist would give reviews on it. Like Rana would write the other authors were doing the same thing.
And of course, Anna Martin was the author of those books, the originals. So the stories are her stories, but then they get adapted to be graphic novel.
Which means that they're a lot shorter.
True, true. But you enjoy them?
Yeah.
Do you have a preferred artist or do you like them all?
I like all of them. I like how I think that actually changing different artists fits the theme because the artist, the art, and each one kind of matches the story. So I don't think that, for example, Raina would have been the best one to illustrate this one. I appreciate who did it now, but I just don't think it's kind of like when the drawings fit the story, but they're all kind of the same character, so I don't know why that really happened.
Yeah, it could have been kind of cool to have, like, I mean, it's cool the way they did it too, but if each, like, I feel like certain books center on different characters, and it could be kind of cool to have different styles based on whoever it's most centered on.
Yeah, but they also do other chapters because they share a babysitting book to write in, so if each chapter was drawn by someone else, that could get chaotic, but also pretty cool.
Yeah, be hard to coordinate.
Yeah, that.
But glad you're enjoying those. Fatia, what did you want to share today?
So today I wanted to share a book, and the book is called The Mystery Day. Once upon a time, there lived a family. The family had 2 siblings. Their names were Millie and Lily. They were the best sisters. until one day it was school. They had to go to a restaurant. They had never gone to a restaurant. The only reason why they never went was because their parents cook every day with pots and pots full of shrimp. So when they asked, their parents said no. When it was the next day, it was the last time to hand the money in. The entire school was asking, why are they not going? So they finally told the school. They told them, we can't go because our parents said no. They said, that's because they cook very hard and the food is so good. So that's why. Everyone was so sad. When it was the day to go, the parents came to school and gave the money to the teacher. They surprised the kids. The end.
That's one of your stories that you wrote?
Yeah.
Did you just do it for fun or was it for school?
It was just for fun. It's like a small excerpt of a book that I wrote.
Oh, nice. Have you finished the book?
I don't think I have.
It's a work in progress. That's cool. What inspired you to write that part of the story?
Well, it wasn't really much. It's like, nothing really inspired me. Only a few things, which is school, trips. Nothing really inspired me. I just tried coming up with like an idea of something.
I like hearing your stories. I also enjoy seeing your art, which I hadn't seen in a while. And then somebody I know from the community posted a picture of one of your art pieces that they had seen at the school.
Was it a print?
I think it said Shine on it.
It's just Shine. Yeah, it was one of my art teachers.
Yeah, that was a really nice piece. You're a very talented artist. Happy to see it. All right, my turn to share. I can share a book that I recently read called I'd Rather Burn Than Bloom. It's by Shannon C.F. Rogers, who is coming to this year's Hudson Children's Book Festival, which is going to be on Saturday, May 4th. I always forget if it's May 3rd or May 4th. Saturday, May 4th from 10 to 3 at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. You can go to hudsonchildrensbookfestival.com to learn more about the festival and see all the authors and illustrators coming. But I've been trying to read a lot of books by participating authors and illustrators. So I've been reading a ton of picture books, and I am starting to borrow some of the chapter books and graphic novels as well. But this one is from our young adult collection. So it's in our teen room, and it's a debut novel. It's set in New Mexico, and it's the story of a teenager named Marisol, who is biracial. She's Filipino and European descent. And she had had a tough relationship with her mother and a lot of tension between them. And then one day her mother dies quite suddenly in a car accident. And Marisol feels a lot of guilt around the way things ended and the way their relationship was, the last things that she said to her mom. And then through dealing with the trauma and grief of loss and her emotions around that, she finds it really hard to open up and ends up really isolating herself emotionally from her friends and her brother and her father. And then she engages in some destructive behaviors and finds herself suspended from school and in juvenile detention. So she's not doing so well, but then she meets a new friend who over time helps her to accept her mother's death and learn to forgive herself. So that's really what the story is about. And it has a dual narrative. So there's the like then and the now. So it cuts back and forth between times before her mother's death and then a few months after. So it really does a good job of, I think, both character development and her relationships and her feelings. And then it, of course, explores themes of grief and moving on from loss, as well as relationships with friends and family. She has a former best friend that she had done some hurtful things during her destructive period after her mother's death. And so there's sort of that, looking back on that relationship and where it is currently. And then she has her new friendship as well that is explored, and some other friendships as well. I thought it was a really great book. Be excited to read more from her. I'm excited to meet her at the book festival. So again, that's I'd Rather Burn Than Bloom by Shannon C.F. Rogers. And now I've started reading another young adult book by one of the authors coming, Jennifer Baker. It's called, what is it called? Never forget the name of the book that you're reading. It's Forgive Me Not. That's what I was thinking it was. Forgive Me Not. I got confused because I was like, it sounds like Forget Me Not, like the flower, but it's Forgive Me Not. So that's the one I'm currently reading, along with many other books, including a book of poetry, which I mentioned on a recent show that's called You Are Here, Poetry in the Natural World, which is edited and introduced by Ada Limón, the 24th Poet Laureate of the United States, and one of my absolute favorite of all time poets. And there are a couple poems in here that I thought I could share. This is not a book written for young people, although some of, I'd say most of the poems would be fine for young people. But I liked this one. It's by Michael Klaber Diggs, and it is called Canine Superpowers, Como Park Woodland Outdoor Classroom for Ziggy and Jasper. We stroll the grounds and stop at every tree, at every chicken bone, each new coneflower. Their noses lead to everything we see. I'd be asleep if it were up to me, still slick with dew. The city park seems ours as we stroll the grounds and stop at every tree. Perils persist, real possibilities. I scan the grass for things they can't devour. Their noses notice things that might harm me. Sometimes we'll spot a fox, surprise a bee, find trash, broken glass, have a sad encounter on our daily rounds to check on every tree. Three times we've come upon wild coyotes sensed before seen through canine superpowers. All of them have smelled what I'm soon to see. They stare, we stare, there's no anxiety. Milliseconds transform into hours. We stroll the grounds and stop at every tree. Their noses lead to everything I see. I like that one. I feel like it captured a lot in just one short page, one short poem. That was Canine Superpowers by Michael Klaber Diggs. And I'll read one more if I can find it. This is There Are More Ways to Show Devotion by Hanif Abdurraqib. There are more ways to show devotion than we can ever know in this lifetime. Once you traced a finger along the traffic of webs in the distance stitched along the top right corner of the window frame, troubling the sun, its beams breaking apart at the web center, a single open eye flicking light along our open hands. The spider builds a new web every day bigger, each time in the left corner, and then the right. The spider once worked above us while we slept. And then in the morning, the spider spun itself into silent waiting or longing, maybe invisible, but for its hunger, which is another word for desire if desperation were off the table, and all that remained were two open arms waiting for an agreeable heart. But it is like me to imagine the spider believes itself a failure, what with its dance from corner to corner, its web eclipsing more and more of the woodwork with each passing day, and still nothing to show for it but another night of tearing down and rebuilding and another morning of light stumbling into a window laughing at the barren web, which is a plea, a moan, a disaster of a lonely maze. I respect the patience of heartbreak, how it waits through the sweetness, through the familiar beauty, and then reveals itself through what doesn't return or never arrives at all. And it is only you and a series of blinking memories, the moments you had once and believed yourself able to touch again. I think another word for this is hunger. I make the bed in the mornings now every day. It looks new again, like no one has ever been in it. That was There Are More Ways to Show Devotion by Hanif Abdurraqib. And I had read a book by him called A Little Devil in America for our nonfiction book club at the library, which I really liked. And he has a new one out that is centered on basketball. An interesting writer. Enjoyed his poem. So again, this is a collection of poems by different poets. I think there's just one per poet about the natural world. That's a nice way to sort of sample a bunch of different poets, especially in National Poetry Month and with Earth Day around the corner. Or when is Earth Day this year? Oh yeah, Monday, April 22nd. Although we all know Earth Day is every day. So happy Earth Day. Because today is every day. Yeah, those are my picks for this week. Well, before we go for the day, just going to remind our listeners that we have a Bound by Books favorite event coming up around the corner. The Hudson Children's Book Festival is Saturday, May 4th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hudson Junior Senior High School. We'll, of course, be there. in the exhibitors hall with the community organizations. We'll have some crafts and be sharing information about the library and our summer programs and more. And our friends from the Columbia County Libraries Association will be there too. So you can come see all your favorite librarians, although we won't all be there, but you can see some of your favorite librarians. I will be there. Come see me. Say hello.
You're one of my favorite librarians. What a coincidence.
Aw, thanks. But even more importantly than me being there is that there will be a ton of families and children and authors and illustrators and educators too, of course. A lot of the staff participate in the book festival, but there's a really tremendous lineup of authors and illustrators coming, people that write for everyone from like babies to teens. And I'm trying to read as many books as I can before the festival, but there's no way that I'm going to be able to read even one from every artist because there's so many. But I'm trying.
You know the names of some of the people?
Sure. There's a lot. I don't know how many there are. I haven't heard a number, but let's see. I think I started at the beginning of the alphabet last time, so maybe I'll work my way back this time. Let's see. Who's in the Ys? We've got Jane Yolen, who's back. Jane Yolen has written so many books. I don't even know how many, but it says on here, I don't know when she wrote this bio, but she is now up to somewhere in the 430 range for number of books she's published.
Wow.
With her eye on 500. She comes out with so many books every year. She writes the books and then has different people that she works with as illustrators. And she's been writing books for many years. It looks like her first picture book, though not her first book, was published in 1963. I remember reading her books when I was a kid. One of my favorite books growing up was Sleeping Ugly by Jane Yolen. It's a great one. I have a few copies of it because I think every time I forgot that I already had a copy, I'd get a new one signed by her. So I have to find another Emily that would like a signed copy of that book. If you're listening out there and you're an Emily or know an Emily that would like a signed copy of Sleeping Ugly by Jane Yolen, let me know. And then the other Y name is M.O. Yuxil, who has written a number of picture books. We just got her recent one, I think this week, but she has a book called, their picture books. So In My Mosque, Ramadan Kareem, Sammy's Special Gift, which is the new one that we just got, and Prince of Stars. She is great. Brendan Wenzel is back. He won the Caldecott in 2017 for They All Saw a Cat. And he has a bunch of other picture books that are lovely. His newest one is Solar Bear, which he illustrated in collaboration with Beth Ferry, who wrote that book. It's a really beautiful book. And Beth Ferry is also coming to the book fest, so you can meet them both. But you should definitely check out Solar Bear if you love picture books. It's very beautiful, has a good message. But Beth Ferry, I also really love her picture
book.
Anyone
books. In the Z?
There were no Zs. There's no Xs.
W?
I'm sure there's more Ws. So we had Brendan Wenzel, who I just mentioned. Alyssa Wishengrad, who I really like the cover of her book, Between Monsters and Marvels. That's a really cool book. And she's a local author, lives in the Hudson Valley. I'm not sure specifically where. And then Dana Wolfcote, who has written some picture books, and she's an author and an illustrator. Those are the Ws, not too many Ws. And then speaking of authors that have put out a lot of books, Susan Verde is coming. She has so many books. You just look her up in our library catalog. You'll see how many books
she has.
Exactly
for the W, just because one of my favorite authors' last name W. There's a Z and then a W for his name.
So, who's one of your favorite authors?
He also has a webcomic. His name is Zach Wienersmith, and he wrote a children's book based on the story of Beowulf, and it's.
And
he also wrote other stories, and one of them is about like living in space, so that's really cool. And I like his webcomic too. I've actually emailed him once, and that was a big fan moment.
Did you hear back?
Yeah, he replied.
Oh, cool.
After I texted him twice, which is it? Well,
like,
I mean,
please respond.
I texted him once and then he replied and they asked him something else and then he replied.
That's nice.
I also figured he'd reply because in his webcomic he literally begs for hate mail, so.
Aw, that's nice. So how about this? Fatia, pick a letter of the alphabet and I will tell you who's coming from that letter.
Let me see. I'm going to do a tricky one. Y.
We already did Y. We have to do a different letter.
S.
But there's a lot of S. Let's see. We've got Dan Sachs, who he has a lot of really cute board books. Books like Families Belong, Families Can, Families Grow. We share the school, we share this earth, we share this neighborhood. We have a bunch of those in the library. Then Tiffany Schmidt, who writes for young readers, and I believe she has both like YA and middle grade novels, including her most recent are All Is Found, a Frozen anthology, and Once Bitten, Twice Dead, which is coming out this summer. But it's interesting, sometimes there's books with summer releases or like late May releases, and sometimes the authors have the books with them at the book festival. So sometimes we luck out and get the books early. Kind of cool. And then Chad Sell is coming. He has written some fun graphic novels, middle grade graphic novels, like The Cardboard Kingdom, Doodleville, and The Stupendous Switcheroo. I somehow have not read his comics, so guess what I'm going to do this month? Read some. And then Esme Shapiro is coming back. She is an author and illustrator of books for children. She lives in the Catskills. And her latest book is called Rory is Not a Dog, which she wrote with her husband, Daniel Newell Kaufman. And it's very cute. I love her illustrations. We have a number of her books in the collection. And then Heidi E.Y. Stemple is coming. And in addition to being a writer of many, many, many children's books, she is also the daughter of Jane Yolen, who I mentioned before, from the Y section. And they've done a number of books together, too.
So they're just going to be like doing the mother-daughter fun fest?
I think they often table together when they're at the book fest, in part because it makes sense because they've written a number of books together. So then they can both sign, like if somebody buys their book. So it makes sense. But then it's also just nice to spend a day with your mom. But her latest one, at least that I know of, because it's very recent. So, but she also writes a lot of books. So who knows? There may have been one that snuck in there since I read this. But she has a cute book called Wren's Nest, and it's one of her latest. And then Laurie Farias Stolarz is coming back. She's been at the festival a number of years. And she writes books for teens that often are a little bit on the dark side. Not necessarily always, but she has some like darker, sort of scary books sometimes.
What's the book festival called?
It's called the Hudson Children's Book Festival. And it's an annual.
Could I request for authors to come? Because I really like
that. I'm not sure what their process is for hearing about authors to come, but maybe we could find out this year. But I think at this point, they have their plan in place. So I don't think it would happen this year, but maybe in a future year. There is one author that I had suggested to them that I think they had already had on their radar, but is coming this year, is Rajani LaRocca. And she has a number of books. She has picture books, middle grade books. I can't remember if she has teen books, but she maybe has some that are like on the lower end for middle grade and some on the higher end. But she has a diverse assortment of books that she's put out, and her latest is Sona and the Golden Beasts. Sounds very good. But I'm excited that she's coming. Yeah, so many authors and illustrators. We can't name them all on this radio show, but we look forward to meeting them and seeing their books. But check out HudsonChildrensBookFestival.com for more info on the festival. If you need a ride to the festival, they have a shuttle system that picks up throughout Hudson, including right in front of the Hudson Area Library. So you can look for that info on their website as well. But we hope to see you out there and hope everybody has a fun time. We'll also be doing a special radio broadcast on Friday, May 3rd from 2 to 4. We're going to be doing a live remote broadcast from the teen room at the library, where we'll be talking with some of the authors and illustrators coming to the festival. That's always a fun show. So we hope listeners out there will tune in and hear what they've got to say, get pumped for the book festival. But yes, so go to HudsonChildrensBookFestival.com for more info. And on that note, we're going to wrap it up for the day. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading.
Happy reading. So you think I'm alone, but being alone's the only
to the point.